From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Fortune magazine reports that on May 6, New York Attorney General Letitia James released a report about how the broadband industry submitted millions of fake comments in favor of the 2017 repeal of net neutrality. The Federal Communications Commission in 2017 repealed the Obama-era rules that barred internet service providers from slowing or blocking websites and apps or charging companies more for faster speeds. The broadband industry lost appeals in court, but the presidency of Republican Donald Trump gave opponents of net neutrality a majority at the FCC. The Republicans could easily overturn the rules, but had to go through the public hearing and comment period to get there. James said, announcing the report, and I quote, "American voices are being drowned out by masses of fake comments and messages being submitted to the government to sway decision-making," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "Instead of actually looking for real responses from the American people, marketing companies are luring vulnerable individuals to their websites with freebies, co-opting their identities, and fabricating responses that giant corporations are then using to influence the policies and laws that govern our lives," end quote. The Attorney General's office found that nearly 18 million of the 22 million comments submitted to the FCC were fake. A single 19-year-old in California made more than 7.7 million pro-net neutrality comments. An anti-net neutrality group, Broadband for America, spent $4.2 million creating more than 8.5 million of the fake FCC comments. Much of the news media at the time reported that there were many public comments in favor of repealing net neutrality, when actually there were few such comments compared to the overwhelming public opinion in favor of the internet regulation. The report said that the goal of the broadband industry campaign was to give the FCC chair at the time, Ajit Pai, and I quote, "volume and intellectual cover," end quote, for the repeal. You can read more about this story in Fortune magazine. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Stockbridge Muncie Community Band of Mohican Indians has regained ownership of a culturally significant 156 acres along the Hudson River that was deeded to a Dutch colonist 386 years ago. The Open Space Institute donated the Papskani Island Nature Preserve to the Mohicans, reestablishing that nation's presence on a historically important location in its ancestral homeland. The Mohicans are based in Wisconsin after being forced westward by European settlers. Heather Bruegel, Cultural Affairs Director for the Stockbridge Muncie Community, said, and I quote, "This is a significant part of our homeland. To be able to say it's ours again is very cool," end quote. Papskani Island is named for the Papsikni, a Mohican sachem who led the village at the site. His heirs signed a deed to the property, turning it over to the Killian Van Rensselaer, a Dutch diamond merchant and member of the Dutch West India Company, in 1637. Mohicans take their name from the word for the Hudson River, the Mahicanatuck, which means the river that flows both ways or the waters that are never still. The Mohicans have been active in their ancestral homeland along the Hudson River in New York State east into Massachusetts, protecting culturally important sites and explaining their history and connection to the region. The Open Space Institute acquired Papskani Island in the early 1990s to protect the culturally and environmentally critical lands from development from the nearby port of Rensselaer to the north. The Nature Preserve is in East Greenbush, Rensselaer, and Skodak off Route 9J, and its hiking trails are administered by Rensselaer County. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media the $1.8 million renovation of Promenade Hill Park in Hudson is beginning. A. Colarusso & Sons Incorporated is in charge of construction. The park will get an American with Disabilities Act walkway to the promenade. The renovation will bring a new look to the park's lower plaza with open lawn areas and trees. The play area will also include a spray shower. The park improvements were allocated $1.1 million from the city's 2017 $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. The project is also receiving $650,000 in support from the H. Van Amergen Foundation and $100,000 from the Colarusso family. The H. Van Amergen Foundation gift was made in honor of Galvin Foundation co-founder and president T. Eric Galloway's husband, Henry Van Amergen, who died in September. The donations were made after the city's project budget fell short. The project is expected to be completed by late January 2022. The design was presented to and approved by the Historic Preservation Commission in January 2021. The plans were also presented to the Common Council in October 2020 and April 2021. The city broke ground on the park in March. Mayor Kamal Johnson said in a statement at the time, and I quote, "We need to ensure more people can access our public parks. Residents have been demanding park improvements for years, and it's great to be moving forward on this. I appreciate everyone who has contributed to this project," end quote. Editors note, Johnson is a volunteer WGXC on-air programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Scott Bay is reporting for Travel and Leisure, the rental site for fully equipped camping. Tinter.com has established 45 new campsites at four New York State parks in the Hudson Valley. The sites are located at Harriman State Park in Rockland and Orange counties, Taconic State Park in Columbia and Dutchess counties, Lake Taconic State Park in Columbia County, and Mills Norris State Park in Dutchess County. The camps include a 10-foot by 12-foot canvas-walled tent on a raised platform. They are outfitted with a queen-size bed and memory foam mattress, a propane heating source, a solar-powered shower, a camp toilet, water container, Adirondack chairs, a fire pit, grill, and picnic table with storage and benches. All items are set up and ready to use. No electricity is available at the site. Visitors must bring their own food, firewood, and bedding. It is leave no trace camping. Anything brought in must be carried out. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "These new camping sites represent New York State's commitment to creating new and fun ways to promote healthy outdoor recreation as well as boost local tourism," end quote. Reservations are now available at tentrr.com. A portion of all camping fees will go toward the maintenance and stewardship of the state parks. And you can read the full story at travelandleisure.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.